And so in the reading, that he learns up in Rabbi Loi that there are two conditions that you need in order to be considered Eretz Yisrael. And those are the two conditions that Rabbi Loi described in regard to Kras Yisrael. First of all, that it's movable b'tchum Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's movable in the tchum of Eli Bavel. And you need that because it has to be Eli Bavel. If it's not Eli Bavel, then you don't get off the ground. And number two, it's krovel tzipori, which means, according to the Rebbe, it means it's krovel to the ikur ha'yishuv. So you need to both of those things. There has to be Eretz Yisrael. He starts off as a kasha. What's Rabbi Loi's raya from Akri to Kfar Yisoy? Kfar Yisoy might be closer to the ikur ha'yishuv, but Akri is more Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no, Kfar Yisoy is also an honorary Eretz Yisrael, because it's Mublim B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael. And you see from Rabbi Gamliel, that's what's Mublim B'Tchum is like the Tchum. So Kfar Yisoy is also like Eretz Yisrael. So Kfar Yisoy has both of the things that Akre has. It's Eretz Yisrael, or at least it's a virtually Eretz Yisrael, because it's Mublim. And it's also Kroyvel Tzipari, more even than Akre. So even Rabbi Huda would be Maida. So those are the two things that Rabbi Loi is saying. And he says, and this concept that muvla, so there's two things. You have to be Eretz Yisrael, or so means Eli Bavel. You have to be Eretz Yisrael. Muvla makes you Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. And number two, you also have to be Ikir HaYishuv, or at least Krovel Ikir HaYishuv. And Kfar Yisoy had those two things, and those are the two things Rabbi Loi said. As we saw in the read. And he says, this concept that muvla the tchum is like the tchum, where do you get that from? Where did Rabbi Loi know that to be muvla in Eretz Yisrael is just as good as being Eretz Yisrael? So what did Taisa say? Where did he learn that? From Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, you see a concept of muvlois in Rabbi Gamliel. You see that muvla in the tchum is like the tchum. So now, on the face of it, there's a problem, because when Rabbi Gamliel talked about muvlois, or in the ratio you have smuchis and muvlois, and the Kama, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lester, they're arguing that smuchis and muvlois. Does that mean smuchis and muvlois to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael always means other bubble. Does it mean smuchis and muvlois to Eretz Yisrael? Or does it mean smuchis and muvlois to the Ikra Yishuv? In the ratio of the Mishnah, when Rabbi Gamliel talked about when Tanakam, the Gemara says that Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Lezer, it's three shittas and smuchas and muvlois. Tanakama considers smuchas and muvlois to be exempt from a fun and echta. Rabbi Gamliel argues about smuchas but agrees to muvlois, and Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree to either one. They're both like midinus hayam. So in that context, smuchas and muvlois means smuchas and muvlois to the bavel, or smuchas and muvlois to the ikra yishuv. So the chayyim zaraya. What's the example of smuchas in the ratio of the Mishnah? What's the case of smuchas? What's smuchas in the ratio? Rekem and cheger. Are rekem and cheger somuch to the bavel? According to the Rebbe? Or are they in Eile Bavel? Are Rekem and Cheger part of Eile Bavel or not, according to the Rebbe?
Inside, yes.
They are inside. How do you know? Because he says there's no trade Rekem and Cheger. He says, Lefi the Rebbe, there's no need to say there's two Rekem and Chegers. So the Rekem and Cheger of the Sifrei, that it's in Eile Bavel, that's the only Rekem and Cheger that we're talking about. So Rekem and Cheger is in Eile Bavel. So why does then really call it Smuchis? Must be that smuchas doesn't mean smuchas to Eile Bavel. It is Eile Bavel. That condition meets without the stretch of smuchas. So what does it mean it's smuchas? It's smuchas to Iker HaYishuv. Presumably, when it talks about muvlois, when Rabbi Lezer talks about muvlois, it means also muvlois. So it's all the same thing, smuchas and muvlois. The Gemara is not, it's probably all in the same frame of reference. So if Rekha means smuchas, the Ikra Yishuv, Muvlas means Muvlas in the Ikra Yishuv. So now I have a question. Rabbi Loi says, there's always two conditions. You have to be Eretz Yisrael, and you have to be Ikra Yishuv. because it's kovel l'tzipayri, so it's kovel to l'ikra yishuv. But there's this other condition of Eretz Yisrael. Akhay is Eretz Yisrael at least. So Taisa said, the Rebbe said, but it's Muvla. Muvla in Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael. Muvla in Ole Bavel is like Ole Bavel. And where did he learn it from? From Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Gamliel is not talking about Muvla and Ole Bavel. Rabbi Gamliel is talking about things that are Ole Bavel. Rechem and Chayga, they are Ole Bavel. He's talking about Muvla in the Ikra Yishuv. So who says, just because Muvla works in the Ikra Yishuv, something that's Muvla in the Ikra Yishuv is like the Ikra Yishuv, what's the raya that Muvla in Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael? Of course, in the ratio, we're talking about cases that are anyway Ole Bavel. Rechem and Chayga, they're anyway Ole Bavel. But they have to be, but they also have to be Ikra Yishuv. So there we have smuchos, muvlois. The smuchos and muvlois work for Ikra Yishuv. And Rabbi Gamliel says, smuchos Ikra Yishuv is not enough, but muvlas and Ikra Yishuv is good enough. Okay, so I see that muvlin Ikra Yishuv is like the Ikra Yishuv. But in the case of Farsi Soy, we're not looking for muvlin Ikra Yishuv. It's kovel l'tzipayri anyway. We're looking for being Eretz Yisrael. And we're saying a different part of that muvlin Eretz Yisrael is just as good as being Eretz Yisrael. Where do you see that in Rabbi Gamliel? Apparently, I think all the chesmen is all solid chesmen. Apparently, you have to say that Taisus took for granted that if Muvla works for Eretz Yisrael, it works for Ikra Yishuv. And then it's not even Tzorochik, because even though it's Mavur and the Rabbi Loi, according to the Reed, that there's two conditions that you have to have. You have the condition of Eretz Yisrael, and in addition, there's the condition of being Ikra Yishuv. But they're not unrelated things. It's not like you have to be like two dinim, the chalukim, the yisaydinim, two totally unrelated concepts. Everything relates back to shchichi u'gmiri. There's nothing else. Place is beferish that the ma'ilim of las in Eretz Yisrael is that it's shchichi u'gmiri. Place is beseich advarim when he says that they learned from Rabbi Gamliel that muvlas is like being in the tchum, because he says beferish because it's shchichi u'gmiri. Everything has to do with shchichi u'gmiri. If there are two conditions, it's two conditions for shchichi u'gmiri. You have to be, first of all, Eretz Yisrael. If you're not Eretz Yisrael, then it's not Shechichu Gmiri, and then it's not even enough. I mean, Tamir Chum don't want to live in Chutz La'aretz, but even when they live in Eretz Yisrael, they'd rather live in Bnei Brak than live in I don't know, Rosh Hashanah or something. So the more it's A, it has to be Eretz Yisrael, and B, it has to be Ikra Yishuv in order to be called Batei Din Mfuyim and Tamir Chum and Mitsuyim. So in the Ma'alav Shechichu Gmiri, it's all one continuum of Shechichu Gmiri. So, Taisus assumes that if Muvlas works for Ikra Yishuv, and if you're Muvlin the Ikra Yishuv, you're as Shechichi U'Gmiri as the Ikra Yishuv, so then if you're Muvlin in Eretz Yisrael, in Ole Bavel, you're as Shechichi U'Gmiri as Ole Bavel. So it's not like so therefore Taisus thought that we can make such an analogy. So it's the same way Muvlas works. Again, it's two different conditions. But then we would find in the ratio that Muvlin in Ikra Yishuv is like Ikra Yishuv. So we can say likewise, in regard to this other condition of having to be Ole Bavel, that Krasi Soy, which is Muvlin Ole Bavel, is like Ole Bavel. So far, so good. I think it's all. So now I have a question. The mayor said, Aki Keret Sholagit. Why is Akhir Keres Yisrael a Gittin? We win the Gemara because it's Koyva L'Sipayr. It's Koyva to the Ikra Yishuv. Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda only argues about Akhir, which is only somewhat Koyva L'Ikra Yishuv. But Kras Yisoy, that's very Koyva L'Ikra Yishuv, very Koyva L'Sipayr. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's like Eretz Yisrael. Even though Rekim is Chutz La'aretz, according to Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda said Rekim Chutz La'aretz. Even Rabbi Wield and even Rameir didn't argue about Rekim. He only argued about Akhir. And Rekim is also Samach to Ikra Yishuv. You see in the ratio, Rekim is the prime example of Samach to Ikra Yishuv. So I said yesterday, what? What's the answer? Not all equal. They're not all equal. This matters. It's a matter of degree. There's Rekim is Samach, and Akhir is very Samach, and Kras Yisoy is very, very Samach. And so you have machlokes. Tanakama says somach is enough. Well, you'll say no. Rekim is not good enough. Rekim is chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Meir is mechadish that very somach. Akhay is very somach. So that's good enough to be called ikra yishuv. Rabbi Yehuda says no. And then Rabbi Loi says, but very, very samach like Rashi Shoy, that's certainly like the Ikar Yishuv. Very, very samach to the Ikar Yishuv to Tzipari. So that's certainly good enough. Back upon him, Rameir holds that it's enough to have very samach. You don't need very, very samach. He just says, you have to have very, very samach. When Rameir said that Akka is carried solo, because it's very samach to Tzipari, which side of Akka did he mean? The Eretz Yisrael side or the Chutz La'aretz side? So the reason is beferish that he certainly also means the Eretz Yisrael side. That's the whole difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam learned there, and Meir still meant the Chutz La'aretz side of Akre. The Eretz Yisrael side is the bubble, end the case, end of story. So the reason is beferish, no, we're talking about the Eretz Yisrael side of Akre. It's held the side of Sa'ikur Sa'ikur Bavel, but it's not Ikir Ha'ishu. So that's why it's Machlek Sameyan of Yudah. Okay, so Ramey, when he said Akir Sol Gittin, is certainly at least talking about there, it's held the side. But is it only there, it's held the side that's Kigittin? Or even the Chuslar, it's the side that's Kigittin? When Ramey said Akir Sol Gittin, did he mean only there, it's held the side of Akir? Because it's Eretz Yisrael and it's Krebel Tzibari? Or does he include even the Chutz La'aretz took a side of Akhe. Everybody agrees that Akhe has two sides to Yerushalmi, that's as well. The Ri himself also agrees there are two sides to Akhe. So which side of Akhe is Rameir limited only to the Arsol took a side of Akhe, or does he include, when he said Akhe carries Arsol Gittin, does it embrace even the Chutz La'aretz took a side of Akhe? Is there a Gili in Taisus there? I'm going b'derech binyan because I want to set up kash. Maybe I should put on the board what we just kashmined out so far. In the reish of the Mishnah, smuchos and muvlois means the ikar hayishuv. Rechem is smucha to the ikar hayishuv. Not smucha to the bavel. It is a bavel. Only one rechem attack, but it's smucha to the bavel. Rabbi Loi learned from Rabbi Gamaliel, Lomad mi Rabbi Gamaliel, that's the Lashon HaTosfos, Lomad mi Rabbi Gamaliel, that Muvla in the Eretz Yisrael, or Bali Bavel, or Eretz Yisrael, equals Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Kras Yisoy meets both conditions. And he learns it from Rabbi Gamaliel. Even though Rabbi Gamaliel is talking about Smuchas and Mugloyes to Ikra Yishuv, Rabbi Loi, when he says that Kras Yisoy is Muvla b'tchum Eretz Yisrael, he means that it's Muvla in Oile Bavel, not that it's Muvla in the Ikar Yishuv. The Ikar Yishuv is Tzipari, it's not Muvla in the Ikar Yishuv, it's Koyvel Tzipari. But it's Muvla in Oile Bavel. And yet, apparently, we can make that analogy. If Smuchas and Muvlois work, to the extent that they work, according to the different Tanoim, if Smuchas and Muvlois work for Ikar Yishuv, then they also work for being in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. It explains, because he sees the concept of Mubloyz, that it makes it Shechichi Ugmiri. So if it makes it Shechichi Ugmiri, Rabbi Ikar Yishuv, it makes it Shechichi Ugmiri in regard to being Eretz Yisrael, the baseline of being Eretz Yisrael. Now, let's put that aside. Put that in the back burner now. Now, Rameir said, Akhe Keretz Yisrael Gittin. Which side of Eretz Yisrael? So he's certainly also talking about the inside of Eretz Yisrael. Akiker, that places the perish, the real perish. Akiker Yisrael Gittin means the pini. But what about the Tzad Achitzay? Is that also included? Gam Tzad Achitzay. So can you bring me a Raya in Tosis? Is there a Raya in Tosis that when a man said Akiker Yisrael Gittin, one of these thought of, that he meant only the inside of Akiker? Is carried so to get them, but they have, or all of Akhe is carried so to get
them. Yeah, Isha. So I'm going to read a few of the Sanchez as well. Tzerchum and Fanai Nefra.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even the Tzara Pnimi is Chusar. That's true. That's part of the reason. The Ri is saying
subjective.
What? No, no, it's Rabbi Yehuda said Akkai. So the Gittin, I mean, the Tam said it means only Rabbi Yehuda said Akkai is Kimisro, Akkai is Kisofen, Akkai is Chuslar. So to be learned, that's only the outside of Akkai. The inside of Akkai is a Libotel.
Right.
So the Rebbe said no. When Rabbi Yehuda said Akkai is Kachuslar, he meant even the inside of Akkai is Kachuslar. Because even though it's a Libotel, but it's not some of the Ikra issue. But when Rabbi Meir says, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that Akkai is Keret Shel Gittin, so that's, we could say, that's also all of Akkai. Maybe since, after all, Tosafot said there are two conditions, it's not enough to be covered to the Ikra Yishuv. You also have to be Eretz Yisrael. So maybe Akkai is only the inside of Akkai, not the outside of Akkai, because the outside of Akkai doesn't meet this other condition. But I think there's a riot from Tosafot. I think there's a stronger riot from Tosafot. That's just an inference from, a riot the other way. The other way. Now when Rebbe Meir said Akkai Keret Shel Gittin, the Rebbe understood that that means the inside of Akkai, not the outside of Akkai.
You saw
it
as a
Neapel Akko,
it goes
straight. Good. Because you didn't
know about the Akko.
If you sell the Eved to the outside of Akko, the Eved goes straight, that's Yerushalmi. Akko. That's more. I may ask the Akko, sell the Gittin. Gittin in Labad and Lay. Labad and it's Kfutzlars. But the Rebbe learns that that's true. If you sell an Eved to the outside of Akkai, to the inner Akkai, he also goes to Cheres because he's selling him away from the Ikar Ha'ishuv. So it still could go with it. And if you sell it from the inside to the outside, he also goes free according to the. So I don't know that from there is either such a riot.
He says the Masmis in Ayri inside of Shal Kutzlar.
Where? Why? No, that's when he's asking Rabbeinu Tam. If you're Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking with the Tzad of Chutzlaretz, so how can you compare that to Surya? That's the whole point of the reading. No, we're not talking about, that's his whole, what he wants to prove. That we're not talking about the Tzad of Chutzlaretz, because then what are you bringing, what's the Kabbalah claim with the Surya?
That there's also the Kibosh
Rabbeinu. He's asking Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam for sure learns, the Akkai Keret Shel Gittin means the means the machlekes emei and Yehuda is about the outside of Akkai. The inside of Akkai is for sure it's so. But the argument the outside of Akkai. So they ask according to that. So what's the, if Masnisin according to you Rabbeinu Tam the Mishnah talking about the side of Chutzlaretz? So that break. Then how do you learn the Gemara about Surya? But the Faket, the whole point of the Re over there is to prove that the Mishnah is talking about the inside of Akkai. That's for sure the Mishnah is talking about the inside of Akkai. I want to know if the Rebbe said that Akkai Keret Shel Gittin, does he mean only the inside of Akkai, or does he mean the inside and also the outside?
When he asks the Kasha, he says Akko, he says Akko is Eretz Yisrael, the other one, right. He says...
The Rebbe asks the Kasha, he says, how can Rabbi Loi bring a riot from Akkai to Kfar Sisoi? Akkai was Eretz Yisrael, Kfar Sisoi was Chutzlars. So what's the comparison? So he answers, Mublas is just as good. But what's the kasha in the first place? If when Rameh said Akkai Keret Shel Gittin, he meant all of Akkai, then he's including even the outside of Akkai, which is also Chutzlars, same as Kfar Sisoi. You see from Tosafot's kasha that Tosafot is assuming that when Rameh said Akkai Keret Shel Gittin, he meant the inside of Akkai, not the outside of Akkai. And that's why he had a problem. So how can Rabbi Loi compare the inside of Akkai to Kfar Sisoi? The inside of Akkai is Eretz Yisrael. Kfar Sisoi is not Eretz Yisrael. It's only Mublin Eretz Yisrael. So he says, yeah, but that's good for Rabbi Loi's point. That Mublin Eretz Yisrael is just as good as being Eretz Yisrael. So it's Hakam of Furish in places, I think. I think in that line of places, it's Mufurish, that when Rameh said Akkai Keret Shel Gittin, it means the inside. But the outside of Eretz Yisrael is not Keret Shel Gittin. It's Chutzlars, even going to Meh. So now I have a question. Why is the outside of Eretz Yisrael Chutzlars for Gittin? So you say, because there's two conditions. That's the whole reason. There's two conditions. You have to be Kroivul Ikar Yishuv, but also have to be Eretz Yisrael. Akkai might be Kroivul Tzipori. I assume even the outside of Akkai is Kroivul Tzipori. The inside of Akkai is Kroivul Tzipori. Hard for me to imagine the outside of Akkai is not Kroivul Tzipori. But it doesn't meet the other condition of being Eretz Yisrael. We read that in Rabbi Loi. So in Rabbi Loi, there's two conditions. But it's still shared. Because the outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's true that it's not Eretz, the outside of Aki, rather, it's true that it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's not exactly Eli Bobel, but it's certainly Kroiva to Eli Bobel. After all, it's just across the street from Eli Bobel. And it's Kroiva Tzipori and Kroiva Tovi. But even one of Kroiva Tzipori, as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, the outside of Aki is certainly very much Kroiva to the inside of Aki. And Kroiva gives me the mile of Smuchas. Because even though Ramey maybe doesn't hold from the smuchas of the smucha of Rechem, but the smucha of being very close, he certainly does hold from. And we saw in Tosis that if there's a concept of smuchas and mavlois for Ikar Yishuv, there's a concept of smuchas and mavlois for Yisrael. Also, Tosis says there's no difference. We saw in Tosis that you can compare them. If smucha, just like if Rabbi Muil said there's this mavlois by Ikar Yishuv. Then from the Rabbi Loi learned that from there that there's also mavlois for being Eretz Yisrael. Well, why can I make a similar analogy? If there's such a thing as being very kriva for Ikar Yishuv, being very kriva to Tzipori makes you like Ikar Yishuv according to Meir. So being very kriva to Eretz Yisrael should make you like Eretz Yisrael. Well, the outside of Akka is very kriva to Eretz Yisrael. First of all, it's very kriva to Tzipori. Akka is kriva to Tzipori, and number two, it's very kriva to the inside of Akka. So it's certainly very kriva to Eretz Yisrael. So why is the asset of Eretz Yisrael like Chutz La'aretz Vegitin? It has both conditions. It's smucha ma'ayin. On the level of smichos of that even Rav Meir agrees to, it's smucha ma'ayin to Eretz Yisrael, so it has the mashkaf ma'ayin of Eretz Yisrael. And it's kreiv al-Ikar Yishuv, because it's close to Tzipori. Less will say that maybe only the inside of Akka is kreiv al-Tzipori, but the outside of Akka is not kreiv al-Tzipori. That's rough like ma'ayin. The Gemara would say Mela, but how do you know? Presumably, if Akri is Kovel Tzipori, then the outside of Akri is also Kovel Tzipori. It's only here, it's only across the street further. So, the distance from the Akri to Tzipori. So Akri Lachar has everything. The outside of Akri has all the Milas. It's Eretz Yisrael, it's not Mamash Eretz Yisrael, but it's Smuchat Eretz Yisrael. And it's also Kovel Ikar Yishuv, Kovel Tzipori. The crux of my question is that I see from Tosfos that if the same concept of smuchos and mavlois, if it works for being like for the Ikar Yishuv condition, then it works for the Eretz Yisrael condition. That's you see in the Yisrael Rabbi Loi was lomad from Rabbi Gamliel that if there's mavlois that mavlois works, even though Rabbi Gamliel was talking about mavlois in Ikar Yishuv, not in Oily Bavel there. Rabbi Gamliel is talking about cases that are oily bubble anyway. Rechem, it's oily bubble anyway. The issue is it smuchas and mavlois to Ikra Yishuv? Rabbi Loi is talking about kvasi sois being Eretz Yisrael, not being Ikra Yishuv. It's Ikra Yishuv anyway from Tzipori, but there's this other condition of being Eretz Yisrael. And Taisa says it doesn't matter. You can learn out one from the other. If there's a concept of mavlois at all for Ikra, like by Ikra Yishuv, then there's a concept of mavlois for being Eretz Yisrael. I'm saying, okay, so if that's the case, if according to a mayor there's a concept of being very close to Tzipori that makes you like Ikar Yishuv, there should be a concept of being very close to Eretz Yisrael that makes you like Eretz Yisrael. So why is the outside of Akke Chutz La'aretz?
Doesn't the reef derive it from Rabbi Gamliel?
But see from the fact that he was able to get it from Rabbi Gamliel, and he didn't say what's the comparison. Rabbi Gamliel was talking about Mublas in Ikar Yishuv. I'm talking about Mublas in Eretz Yisrael.
But is the second half of Akka Mubla?
No, it's not Mubla. But that's my point. If you see you can make an analogy of Muvlas and Ikar Yishuv to Muvlas and Eretz Yisrael, then why can't you make a similar analogy of very somuch to Ikar Yishuv to very somuch to Eretz Yisrael? Like, why should there be a difference between Smuchas and Muvlas? If it was posited to Rabbi Loi that the concept of Muvlas can be translated from Ikar Yishuv to Muvlan Ikar Yishuv to Muvlan Eretz Yisrael, then in Ramea we see a different concept of being somuch. Being very somuch, kreiva. Well, kreiva rather than somuch, it's kreiva. So, if there's a concept of kreiva to Ikar Yishuv, then why can't there be a concept of kreiva to Eretz Yisrael? Now, I think I know where Tosfos got it from. I don't know what we don't know yet what's the pshat, but I think Tosfos got it from the Lashon of Rabbi Eloi himself. When Rabbi Eloi was explaining why Kvas Yisoy is Eretz Yisrael, why didn't he say, because it's Kovel Tzipori? Tzipori is Eretz Yisrael, and Kvas Yisoy is Kovel Tzipori, that makes it, Yisoy is both. I mean, Tzipori is Eretz Yisrael and it's Ikkar Yishuv. And Kvas Yisoy is Kovel Tzipori, which makes it like Ikkar Yishuv. Well, by the same token, it's Kovel Eretz Yisrael, because Tzipori is also Eretz Yisrael. So that should make it Eretz Yisrael too. Why did Rabbi Eloi have to add that it's Muvla B'tchum Eretz Yisrael? Apparently, being Kroiba only makes you like Yikar Yishuv, but it doesn't work to make you like Yikar, like Eretz Yisrael. To be Eretz Yisrael, you need Muvlas. Which has why? If you can make an analogy of why? What's the difference? If Muvlas, Rabbi Eloi took for granted, it was Lamed Ram Galil. If there's a Muvlas for Yikar Yishuv, there's a Muvlas for Eretz Yisrael. So why, when it comes to the concept of Kroiba, can't we say the same thing? If it's Kroiba to Ikar Yishuv, then if there's a concept of Kroiba for Ikar Yishuv, why can't there be a concept of Kroiba for Eretz Yisrael? So, I think the pshat is, first I was thinking about this morning. So first I was grappling that maybe there's some difference between smuchas and mugloys. Maybe for some reason, Mugloys is somehow it's a universal concept that works for, you know, you can plug it in everywhere, you can plug it into Ikar Yishuv, and you can plug it into Eretz Yisrael, but Smuchos somehow only plugs into Ikar Yishuv, but there's no such thing as Smuchos for Eretz Yisrael. But very hard to make that distinction. Of course, all that's doing is Shechichi B'mir, look at the Gemara in the Dalek, Smuchos and Mugloys, it's all concept, it's all degrees in Shechichi B'mir. And the comment says smuchas are shechichi u'gmiri, and the Rambam says no, smuchas are not shechichi u'gmiri, but muvlois are shechichi u'gmiri. So I think that difference is hard to say. But I think the answer is the thing that we need to refine over here is that, remember, Rav Meir holds that there's a concept of kroibul shipari, and even Rav Yehuda agrees by Kvas Yisoy. So there's a concept of kroibul. Kroiba makes you Eretz Yisrael. Listen, one second. What about Rekem? Rekem, Ramei and Abiyud agree, is Kehutz Laretz. Rekem is also Smuchas. It says in the Reisha, Rekem is also Smuchas. So he said yesterday and today, also earlier in Shir, that it's a matter of degree. There's Smuchas and then there's very Smuchas. And Kroiba means very Smuchas. So Ramei and Abiyud, maybe they don't hold from Smuchas. They hold like Rambam Gamliel. Smuchas is not enough. Rekem is not enough. But very Smuchas they hold. At least Rabbi Meir holds from very smuchas, and Rabbi Yehuda holds from very, very smuchas. But all in one continuum of smuchas. I want to change that and say, no, there's a difference between smuchas and kroiba. Smuchas and kroiba are different concepts. Smuchas, like muvlois, is shechichi u'gmiri. And therefore, that's not the universal thing. You can plug it in to any time you have a shichi of miri thing, you can plug in smuchas and mugloch. So, being the condition that you need to be Eretz Yisrael, you need to be a little bubble to be called Eretz Yisrael forgiven, that has to do with a certain amount of shichi of miri, that they don't want to leave. So, smuchas and mugloch plugs into that. And likewise, if it's a condition of being part of the Ikar Yishuv, because that's even more shichi of miri, so smuchas and mugloch plugs into that too. In the Chinam, that's what Taisa says, Lama de Rabban Gamliel. Lama de Rabban Gamliel. There's no difference. If there's a concept of Smuchas and Mavlois, Shluchas and Mavlois makes you Ikara, makes you Shechichi Ugmiri, and if it works in the ratio, when you're Smuchas and Mavlois to the Ikara Yishuv, that you get the Shechichi Ugmiri of Ikara Yishuv, then it works in Kvas Yisoy, when we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, that if you're Mavlois in Eretz Yisrael, so you get the level of Shechichi Ugmiri of being Eretz Yisrael. Kroiba is a different concept. Kroiba Ikar Yishuv is a different concept. Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, they don't hold for smuchas. After all, Rekem, they say it's Kechutz Laretz. Ramei and Yehuda both hold the Rekem is Kechutz Laretz. They hold like Rabban Gamliel that smuchas is not Shechichi Ugmiri. But Kroiba is Shifayu works. I want to say it's not a difference in degree. It's a different concept altogether. The concept of Kroiba is that if you're Kroiba, and Kroiba is certainly more, it's certainly quite a bit physically than smuchas, but the point more is that The concept of kreiva l'tzipori is that if you're kreiva to ikir ha'yishuv, then you are ikir ha'yishuv. It's a different notion. Ikir ha'yishuv, what ikir ha'yishuv is, what's called ikir ha'yishuv? You know, it's sort of a little bit subjective. Where's the ikir ha'yishuv? So Rameh is mechadish that if you're kreiva to the ikir ha'yishuv, then you're ikir ha'yishuv. It's different in Smuchas and Mavoyis. Smuchas and Mavoyis, which is much broader, it's further away in miles, but it's also different. It's different in Smuchas and Mavoyis means that if you're like Rekem, which is Somuch to the Ikar Yishuv, so it's not part of the Ikar Yishuv, it's not so close, not Kreiva, it's not part of the Ikar Yishuv. But it's so, but like the Gemara says in Daf Dalet, even though it's not the Ikar Yishuv, but since it's Somuch to the Ikar Yishuv, so the Shechichi Ugmiri spills over. Rekem is not Ikar Yishuv. Rekem is a Rekem is not Ikar Yishuv. But since it's Somuch to the Ikar Yishuv, so the Shechichi Ugmiri spills over to Rekem. That's the concept of Shechichi Ugmiri, that's the concept of the Smuchus and Mavlois, that was Tanakama and Emunah and Belezer arguing with the Reisha, and that's the concept that translates to Ikar Yishuv and to Eretz Yisrael, wherever we're busy with Shechichi Ugmiri. And that issue, Rameir and Abiyud hold the Rebbe Gamliel, that Smuchus doesn't cut it, Smuchus is not Shechichi Ugmiri. Shechichi Ugmiri is only in the Ikar Yishuv, it does not extend to the places that are Somuch to Ikar Yishuv. It extends to the places that are Mublas, because Rav Gamliel agrees to Mublas, but Smuchas, Rav Gamliel doesn't agree to. And we know Rav Meir and Yud hold like Rav Gamliel because they say Rekem is Choslaros. They're saying a different word, that Akoy is Kroivel Tzipori, that means that since Tzipori is the Ikar Yishuv, so Akoy is part of the Ikar Yishuv. Not that it's Shechichi Umiri like Ikar Yishuv. That's Smuchas, that they don't agree to. Akoy is Ikar Yishuv. Because if you're Kroivel Ikar Yishuv, then you're Ikar Yishuv. Commute to Ikar Yishuv, but you're a suburb of Ikar Yishuv. A suburb of Ikar Yishuv is Ikar Yishuv. That's the concept of Kroivel Tzipori. You hear the difference? Shechichi Ugmiri means you're not Eretz Yisrael, but you're Shechichi Ugmiri like Eretz Yisrael. That's Smuchas and Mavlois. And that issue, Rameir and Yud hold, Rekem is Chutz Laaretz. They're not, if it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, it might be Somuch, not good enough. Rameir is Mechayim is a different book. Akoi, which is Kroivel Tzipori, it's not merely Somuch Tzipori. Somuch Tzipori is not, because it doesn't count. It's Kroivel Tzipori. I'm still saying it's closer. It's closer in miles. But that's not the main thing. It's a different concept entirely. Akoi is Kroivel Tzipori, so therefore it is Ikar Yishuv. It's a, I don't know what the word is. It's a suburb of Ikar Yishuv. There is Ikar Yishuv. This is a different concept. Korob l'tzipori, korob l'ikar yishuk is ikar yishuk. That's the chiddush of Rameir. And the rabbi always says, even if Yehuda agrees to it by crossing soil. That's why he's so korob to. Korob l'tzipori is tzipori. Korob l'ikar yishuk is ikar yishuk. So theoretically, we could say that's only a sorb of ikar yishuk. That's not a sorb about being Eretz Yisrael. Korob l'Eretz Yisrael is not Eretz Yisrael. It's not. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. If you crave to Eretz Yisrael, you'll become Eretz Yisrael. If you crave to Ikar Yishuv, then you are Ikar Yishuv. There it's Chaluk. Smuchas and Mavlois, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but so I'll repeat myself one more time. Smuchas and Mavlois, which is a Shechichi Ugmiri concept, so that's, what's the difference? Eretz Yisrael is a kind of Shechichi Ugmiri, and Ikar Yishuv is a further, higher threshold of Shechichi Ugmiri, and you have to have both. So Mavlois, and Smuchas and Mavlois, the market is, and the common holds even Smuchas, and the says only Mavlois. That makes it also Shechichi Ugmiri. So that's universal. If it works for Ikar Yishuv, it works for being a for Eretz Yisrael. If you're Mublas and Chum Eretz Yisrael, then you're Shechichi Ugmiri like Eretz Yisrael. But Meir doesn't hold from Smuchas. So Meir also have a different notion. That Kreivel Ikar Yishuv is Ikar Yishuv. That already is only works for Ikar Yishuv. Doesn't work for being Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos knew this from Rabbi Loi, because if Kroivo Eretz Yisrael made you Eretz Yisrael, then why did Rabbi Loi have to say that Akoy, that Kfas Yisrael is Muflin Tchum Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Lehi has to say that it's Kreivu L'Tzipori. So if it's Kreivu L'Tzipori, why can't Kreivu L'Tzipori just take care of everything? It's Kreivu L'Tzipori. Tzipori is Eretz Yisrael and Ikra Yishuv, and Akka is and Kras Yisrael is Kreivu L'Tzipori. So it's Kreivu Ikra Yishuv and it's Kreivu Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. You don't need to talk about this other thing that is Mutla B'Kum Eretz Yisrael. So from there, Taisha saw that being Kreivu L'Tzipori makes you Ikra Yishuv, but it doesn't give you Eretz Yisrael. That's because Kreivu doesn't make you Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he had to say a different word. That for Eretz Yisrael, it's Muvlin Eretz Yisrael, and that he saw from Rabbi Gamliel that Muvlin Eretz Yisrael gives you the Ma'al of Eretz Yisrael because it gives you the Shechichi of Miri of Eretz Yisrael. That you learn from the Reish. But he saw it in Divrei Rabbi Lehi. So therefore, it's posted to Taisus that the outside of Akkoi is Chutzlaris. Because the outside of Akkoi, it maybe has the Ma'al of being Kreivu L'Kirah Yishuv, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's Kreivu Eretz Yisrael. Kreivu Eretz Yisrael is nothing. Kreivu Eretz Yisrael can't make your Eretz Yisrael. I it's smucha, yeah, but Rabbi Meir, you don't hold from smucha. Rekham's also smucha. They hold their Rabbi Meir. Smucha doesn't do it. Sam, glass. That's how Tosfos knew that the outside of Akkoi is chutzlaris. What's your name?
Yonatan. So, what exactly is the mind level blows over smuchos with regards to becoming Eretz Yisrael?
The Maila Muvlas over Smuchas is Rabbi Gamliel holds Muvlas, he doesn't know from Smuchas. So he holds that Muvlas is Shechichi Gamliel and Smuchas is Nash. That's the words of the parish.
If it's just Samuchas right across the street, isn't it just a
Samuchas that's
talking now more than
Muvlos? But Muvlos is more sides. And Muvlas is in Shechichi Gamliel, Muvlas is more. That anyway, the words in that doubt, that Muvlas is more than Smuchas. So even if it's very Smuchas, there's no. Lefi, what I'm saying now, there's. The concept of smuchas does not have degrees. There's either smuchas or there's no smuchas. Either you hold from it, you don't hold from it. And Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Meir, and Yehuda, they all say rekim is kuchosros, they don't hold from smuchas. Smuchas doesn't make shechichi yugmir, per se, because it's smuchas. It's a different notion. That if you're, and therefore, if you're chutzlaris, like the outside of Akkoi, that's it, you're chutzlaris. The fact that you're kreivel to the Eretz Yisrael does not make you Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the outside of Akkoi is chutzlaris, end of story. If you want to be Eretz Yisrael, you have to either be Eretz Yisrael or you have to at least be Muvlas in Eretz Yisrael, because Rav Gamliel concedes that Muvlas in Eretz Yisrael is Yishchif Yugmir like Eretz Yisrael. And that's the story of the Pras Yisrael. Pras Yisrael was Taka Muvlas in Eretz Yisrael. And that's this line in place, that's this whole piece in place that he has. How can you compare Akkoi, which is Eretz Yisrael, inside of Akkoi is Eretz Yisrael, how can you compare that to Pras Yisrael, which is Chol Soros? And he answers, Nechanami, that's Rabbi Loi's point, that Pras Yisrael is in Buvlin Eretz Yisrael. So it has the mile of Eretz Yisrael of Shechichi Gemiri like Eretz Yisrael. It's like the inside of Akkoi. It has the mile of Shechichi Gemiri of Eretz Yisrael. But then what about this other thing of Ikra Yishuv? So that is this Chiddush. That Kreivu L'Ikra Yishuv is also Ikra Yishuv. Yeah, I think it's a big Tosefos to what we said yesterday. Okay, we have to move on. Let's talk briefly about the Rambam. I'm just a couple 5 minutes. Rambam. So a few things. First of all, the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam does not bring the din of smuchas and muvlas. Does not mention hilchos gittin. Does not mention hilchos gerushin. Doesn't say anything about smuchas and muvlas. The mashmaos is that he passes that smuchas and muvlas like Rabbi Elazar. That there's no smuchas and muvlas. Shad is why? Why in the world would the Rambam pass on like Rabbi Elazar? So, I think I already said maybe the other day that the answer is that the Rambam says, first of all, the Rambam says in the Parash Mishnayos that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So, I don't know how the Rambam knew that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rambam says in the Parash Mishnayos that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And so in Rabbi Yehuda it says that Rechem and Ashkelon are like chutzlaris. Well, Rechem is smuchas. So I already have a achroah in Rabbi Yehuda that smuchas is not Eretz Yisrael. And Ashkelon, and this is the main thing, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, when he talks about Tumas Eretz Amim, the Rambam says that Ashkelon is muvlas in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know where the Rambam had that from. The Rambam says that Ashkelon is moved last in Eretz Yisrael. And yet Rabbi Yehuda said Ashkelon is the chutzlaris. Ashkenaz Kedorim. So in Rabbi Yehuda, there's a hachra not only that smuchas are like chutzlars, that you see from Rechem, but there's also a hachra that muvlas are like chutzlars, because Ashkenaz is muvlas, and Rabbi Yehuda said that Ashkenaz Kedorim, Ashkenaz is chutzlars. So therefore, the Ram saw in Rabbi Yehuda, since the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a hachra that smuchas and muvlas are not counted as Eretz Yisrael. That's Dover Echad. The Ram is not merely passing like a blazer. The Ram is passing like a blazer if we dove it from wood. But he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Adayin, Yesh Malkum Lisho. Why is he passing like Rabbi Yehuda? If Rabbi Yehuda is Chayil Kana Tanakama, maybe he should pass like the Tanakama. I don't know. But nonetheless, I think that those two things are clearly connected. That's number one. One thing that's bothering me is that the Ramam, in Hilchos Gerushin, the Ramam says the borders of Eretz Yisrael are. The Ram in Hilchos Gerushin says the borders of Eretz Yisrael are what I told you in Hilchos Trumas. So if you look in Hilchos Trumas, the Parak Aleph, so there the Ram describes the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim, and the Ram gives the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim as Akko, Ashkelon, and Rechem. So you see from the Ram that the Ram understood that the borders of Eretz Yisrael Linyan Gittin are the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim, neither like Rabbeinu Tam nor like the Ri. But the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim. Okay. And that's okay. And the Rambam also says Becherush, there in Hilchos Trumos, that Ashkelon and Akwe themselves are chutzlars. Which is also a little bit. Who said that? Ashlan Kedorim, Aki Kitsof, and the Rama says that. Anybody have a Rama Hilchos Trumas? I don't know if you have that. Because maybe the Ice Vadu Mars have in the back. Maybe. We don't have it on my phone. Let's do it that way. You know why you are, I am allowed to do this. And then the Rambam says later, can he bring supporters by the Babel and Surya? But then at the end, in the end of Halacha Test, the Ram adds, Aval Akko is chutzlorets ke Ashkelon. Akko is chutzlorets. Akko itself, even though it's the border, it's chutzlorets like Ashkelon. Behem tchumi Eretz Yisrael. I don't know why he doesn't mention Rechem. Rechem also is chutzlorets. I don't know. Maybe because he's talking about he's coming up from Surya. I don't know, but the Maaseh Rambam of the Farish. Akko and Ashkelon are chutzlarets, and they are the borders of Eretz Yisrael, like we said before. So, oh, fine. So far, so good. That's all very fine. Akko and Ashkelon are chutzlarets, but they're the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. That Akko b'tzof and Akko b'tzof, but in Ashkelon b'dorim, and Ashkelon is kedorim. One thing that bothers me is how can Ashkelon be muvlas? Three things. It's, what do we know about Ashkelon? We know that it's muvlas. The Amid Hukkos Kumas Mei says that Ashkelon is muvlas. We know that it's chutz laretz. That's two sides of the same thing. It itself is chutz laretz, and it defines the border of Eretz Yisrael. How can all those three things be true? I don't think geometrically that's possible. Right? Here's Eretz Yisrael, and here's Akkoy. And Akkoy is inside, because it's Mublatz. And it is Chutzlaretz, but it defines the border. How can it define the border? If it's defines the border, well, I guess it means the border's over here. That's the border. Meaning that the outside of Akkad, I already piece ready the text. What was bothering me was if Akkad defines the border, then that means the border's over here. Then how's it move less? But maybe it's not sure. Akka, it goes somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, but Akka defines the border, meaning the outside of Akka defines the border. When the Gemara says Akka l'doroim, but Akka l'tzofim, but Akka should be in the north. It will similar, just a convention. When the Gemara says Akrei Litzofoin VeAkrei Kitzofoin, it doesn't mean that Akrei is on the border and Akrei is outside the border. It means that Akrei defines the border, but Akrei itself is like outside of the border because it's Muvlas. That's the Ram that Akrei is Muvlas. Ashkelon. I'm saying Akrei. It's Ashkelon. Ashkelon is one that's Muvlas. Oh, and Ashkelon is bizarre. Okay, so it's good. That's good. Comes out an interesting thing that Ashkelon and Akkoi, even though the Brutus is the same language by both, but by Akkoi it doesn't say it's Muvlas. Ram doesn't say anywhere that Akkoi is Muvlas. And I don't think it could be Muvlas because Rechem is Smuchas, not Muvlas. Rechem, for example, Rechem is, Rav Yehuda said the same lashon for all three, Akkoi, Ashkelon, and Rechem. But it comes out, they don't mean the same thing. When we say that Rechem is the border, that's not the same thing as Ashkelon being the border. Ashkelon is the border, the outside of Ashkelon is the border. Ashkelon itself is Muvlas, and it's Chutzlartz. But Rechem, let's say this is Rechem, Rechem is Chutzlartz, and it defines the border, but it can't be that the outside of Rechem defines the border, because then Rechem would be Muvlas, and it's referish in the Gemara that Rechem is Smuchas and not Muvlas. So Rechem, when Rechem defines the border, it's the inside of Rechem that defines the border. And Rechem is Kimishra, because Rechem is beyond the border. Ashkelon Bedorim, Ashkelon defines the border, but it's the outside of Ashkelon that defines the border, even though Ashkelon itself is Kedorim, because it's Muvlas. So it's a inconsistency in the language of Rabbi Yehuda. What does he mean when he says Rechem is the border, but Rechem is Kimizroch, and Ashkelon is the border, but Ashkelon is Kedorim? What does it even mean that Rechem defines the border? By Rechem, the inside defines the border, and by Ashkelon, it's the outside of Ashkelon that defines the border. Yeah, a little bit strange. I don't know who to start with.
Would Akko be half-half? Because
half, it's we're not really... Akka itself is even a third thing. Akka is half and half. For the border of Akka, but when it says Akka, when the Mishnah says that Akka is Kitzofoin, it means that outside of Akka is Kitzofoin. Assuming that I don't think anywhere says that Akka is half and half, but it's a Perish Yerushalmi. Okay, so they're all different. Rechem is Kimisra. Rechem is the border, that means the inside of Rechem is the border. Ashkelon is the border, that means the outside of Ashkelon is the border. And Akka is the border, that means the middle of Akka is the border. Strange, yeah. What's your name?
Ashkelon doesn't depend on how you learn what Muvlah is, because Muvlah could be on the inside, that the city is on the inside and the border goes in, or Muvlah means that the two cities stick out, and then that's where the Muvlah is.
But then has Ashkelon the border at all? Rashi and Abdallah talks about Muvlas, talking about a case where the border itself, let's say, goes like this. And you have a city over here. But then you would never say that city defines the border. Yeah. This is Beferish, Ashkelon defines the border. And the answer is because Ashkelon fills up all this space, and this is the border.
The border is on the inside of Ashkelon.
Ashkelon
covers the whole space, and the border is on the inside.
I mean, when the Mishnah says Ashkelon is the border, it doesn't mean Ashkelon is the border only for people in Ashkelon. But if you're over here, the border is further. It's further south. Ashkelon is the southernmost place. Clear. So Ashkelon is the southernmost place. That means the outside of Akkad defines the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. But not the end of the world. This inconsistency. Probably all these cities aren't so big in the first place. So. The border is Ashkelon, Rechem, Akkoi. That's all true. But not exactly the same. In Rechem, it's the inside of Rechem. By Ashkelon, it's the outside of Ashkelon. By Akko, it's the middle of Akko. Yeah.
It also depends how you learn Kedarim, Kitzafan, and Gemizra.
Right.
If Kedarim, Kitzafan, and Gemizra means on the inside and on the outside.
How could that be? It was on the outside. Akko, Kitzafan, and Akko, Kitzafan. That means it's on the outside.
Kitzafan is in the north of Eretz Yisrael or north of Eretz Yisrael?
It's like the north. It's just like, it doesn't mean it's like the Galil. It means it's like the points beyond. I don't think it's. I don't think it's, it could be read any other way. Yeah, that's just one way that we got.
Do we know that the Rambam doesn't understand Mobile as Chum Shabbos?
Base it out of your base and see. Ayores hamuvlois ve'eretz Yisrael. This is the end of Perek Yud Aleph from Tumas Meis. Ayores hamuvlois ve'eretz Yisrael. Kegoin sisis v'chavrei seho. Ashkelon v'chavrei seho. He doesn't say the word tchum at all. Vloy is Eretz Yisrael. I can't imagine it means tchum. Okay, let's start the next places. What time is it now? 2 o'clock. Oh, we can start. Do I start the next places? Okay. Just ask Chalav. The place says, when the Eshel of Iron is kind of a chesbun. This is how we again. So Tais says a lot of things in this few lines. Things that places takes for granted that are not so self, that are not so unanimous. So let's start off. First of all, it's Mavur and Taisus that in order to require Kiyum, you have to have a Tain of Mezuyah. Taisus is done. When do we say, so if the Baal comes, you can Tain of Mezuyah, then you have to have a Kiyum. This is not, we should say Taninon. Even if he's not here, but we always have a rule of Taninon. If somebody's not here, Baldin's not here, whatever the Baldin could tain, we tain in his behalf. So if the Baal's not here, he's in Medina Sayyam, why don't we tain in his behalf? He says, no, Mishumi Gunno, over here we don't say Taninon. Mishumi Gunno, Akilu Barabon, and not to say Taninon. In Romanist, in contrast, where you don't have the Mishumi Gunno, Akilu Barabon, then we would say Taninon for a Nifer Shalai Bafonim. So somebody pulls out a Shtar Milva and a marvel pulls out a star milvah, and the leva is not around, or the leva is dead, or the leva sold the field away, and the marvel is coming to the lukufes. So even though they don't know if the star is if the shachayim is mezuyah or not, but we would say taniyot. So Taisus just takes for granted. It's not even the subject of Taisus, but Taisus just takes for granted that there has to be a taino in order to require kiyum. Somebody has to taino mezuyah. The baldin has to taino mezuyah. Well, we have to tain mezuyah on the Baldin's behalf when we're with taninon, and sometimes we say taninon, and sometimes we don't say taninon. By get, we don't say taninon because mishumi gun akilu barabonon. By in mamunas, we do say taninon. So, but the premise, unspoken. I mean, you can read the text, not even realize that the text is taking for granted that in order to have kiyum shtoros, you have to have there has to be a taninon. So this is not a dovah muskum. There's a tshuvas haramban. The Ramban is in Simle Ches. The Ramban had the following case. The Ramban has a case where Malva died. Not the Leuva died. Malva died. And he left a Shtar Chayiv to the Yisayim. A good Shtar Chayiv, Mekuyim, everything. And the Yisayim now are coming with the Shtar Chayiv. And they want to collect from the, they want to collect from the Leila. So far, so pretty, they want to collect from the Leila. The Leila pulls out a Shaver. Shaver means a receipt from the Malva that the Chayv was paid. Right? Normally, when you pay a Chayv, so the Malva gives you back the Shtar and you rip up the Shtar. But sometimes that's not feasible, maybe the Shtar's not around. So the Malva writes a Shaver against the Shtar, that he writes a receipt that it's been paid in full. So the Leiva pulls out a receipt that the Chayv has been paid in full. The only thing is that the receipt, the Shaver, is not Mekuyim. There's Adim on the Shaver, but it was never Mekuyim. So the Ramban says that the Yisayimim can collect the Chayv. Since the Shaver is not Mekuyim, so we assume the Shaver is Mezuyiv. Says the Ramban, not because we say Taninu. Not because we say Taninu. It says the Ramban that he thinks it's axiomatic that we only say Taninu for Yisayimim lehachzik, never lehitzik. You want to come collecting from Yisayimim never, and the Yisayimim aren't able to tain it, so we'll tain it for the Yisayimim, whatever the father might possibly have tain it, that the Yisayimim shouldn't have to pay. But if the Yisayimim are coming to collect from somebody else, so there's no tainin, so there's no taninon that we should say, well, if the father was here, he would have tainted the Shaver's mezuyah. Let's tain on the Yisayimim's behalf of the Shaver's mezuyah. We don't say taninon to be mitzi. We say taninon, if you're coming to collect from Yisayimim, so we'll say taninon on the Yisayimim's behalf. But if Yisayimim are coming to collect from you, we don't say you have taninon that the Yisayimim should be able to collect from you. So he says, well, here's nothing to do with taninon. So if it's not taninon, so then why do you have to be mekayim the Shaver? Why does the Shaver need to hear? Nobody's here tainting mezuyah. The Yisayimim don't know if the Shaver is mezuyah. And we don't tain it for the Yisayimim that the Shaver is mezuyah, because we don't tain it. There's no taninon lahitzi. There's only taninon lahachzik. He says, that's not the reason. The reason is because a shtar that's not mekuyim is kechaspa be'alma. It doesn't need a tainon. Since Chazal, even though Kim Soros is only drabon, the Gemara says Kim, we'll have later on the Gemara, but Rabbanu were master chiyum. The Ramban learns when Rabbanu said that you have to have chiyum, it doesn't need a taina. There's a takana that a star has to have a chiyum, and a star without a chiyum is not a star. It's kechasu v'alma. So therefore, says the Ramban, the shaver is not a shaver, because a shaver without a chiyum is a piece of paper v'alma, and therefore, in effect, you have a star chayv. And what the Leiva has is nothing. It's an unmekuyim dikashayv. It's kechasma v'yal. Maybe the same are able to collect the chayv. In other words, it says in the Ramban that you don't need a taina in order to require kiyum. Kiyum does not, the etzim, the takana was, the etzim, tainas don't enter into it. The etzim, a shtar that's not mekuyim, is kechasma v'yal. That, of course, leads to a question. So why by get don't you have to have kiyum? A woman brings a get from Medina Sayyam, or a shtiach brings a get from Medina Sayyam. I would say shtiach brings a get from Medina Sayyam. You don't have to have a kiyum, only, or from Eretz Yisrael. No, sorry, Medina Sayyam, you do have to have a kiyum. You have to have a panah nechta, panah nechta. But a get in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you don't need a kiyum, only Yeshul of Ayurim. How can she get married with a get that didn't have a kiyum? Isn't the get without a kiyum a chas b'yalma? So that the Ramban of the Tshuva addresses, and the Ramban of the Tesh also addresses. Now we're going to have to discuss separately how the Ramban deals with that problem. He seems to say more or less what he says is that just like when a woman says her husband died, we assume that she checked it out because the penalty for getting it wrong is so great. So by get also, when a woman gets a get, even if we're not Makayim, the penalty for her making a mistake is so great that we assume that she checked it out. Yeah, we'll have to see. It's a separate discussion. The Ramban Daftes is all separate. The Ramban in the Tshuva and the Daftes, they both address. But Akoponim, that's not our union right now. We're not learning right now the Ramban. The Ramban also in Daftes has the Shita. It's a limud by itself. It's going to deserve its own being paid attention to. But right now, I just want to bring the Ramban as a foil to Taisus. You know, Taisus is clearly not that way. Tosfos says that without a taina, there's no requirement to have a kid. There's a Rashi also in Daftes says like holds like Tosfos, and he talks about the Ramban's case. The Rashi in Daftes talks about a case. Mam is the same case where Yisayim are trying to collect the chayim from a lever, and the lever has a shover, and the shover is not mukuyun, and the Rashi says that they cannot collect. Because there's a shover. Either shover is not mekuyim. So what? But nobody's tanning mezuyim. And we're not going to say tanin and lohitzi. So therefore the shover is good. Like Tosfos. So we have your machlekas, a very fundamental, stomach idea to know, in life, that there's a machlekas, Tosfos, and the Ramban, in the din of kiyum shtaros. When do you have to have kiyum shtaros? The Ramban sheet is you have to have kiyum shtaros that has nothing to do with it, whether there's a tanin or not. Kiyum shtaros. The etzim you always have to have kiyum shtaros. The shtar without a kiyum is a chasav b'yamah. And shikas ha-taisus is that it's a taina that precipitates the need for kiyum shtaros. Without a taina, then we just go with the deraisa that they just einu mechasum ala shtaros kiyum shnechei dusum b'vestim. And there's a taina. The taina require the taina is what requires the is what precipitates the requirement of kiyum. So that's one chiddush that we see in taisus that you need a taina in order to master kiyum. There's another chiddush in Tosfos. That the husband is a baldin. And therefore, if he's not here, we should say tanin on his behalf, because that's always the halacha that we taina for a baldin if he's not here. It's also something that Tosfos takes for granted. Why don't we think Tosfos is? Why don't we say tanin on behalf of the husband? He said he shouldn't put that through the barabon, but Tosfos is assuming that the husband is somebody on whose behalf we should be saying taninu, because he's a baldin, he's a party concerned, his wife is going to get married. So he's a baldin, he's a taninu fin. It's also not a dova muskin, the Ramban and the test. Same Ramban. The Ramban over there says in the Ran that the husband is not a baldin, because ain't isha m'mayni shalabal. He's not a baldin. A baldin is when my property, you want to take away my property. It's not his property. So he's not a baldin. The man says it in the same discussion of why, how can she get married without a kiyum? Why don't we tie it for the husband? Again, the Ramban itself needs to leave. What does he need this for? He also anyway need a kiyum without a tie. Yeah, I'm not learning the Ramban. But just, again, as a foil to Tosfos, the Ramban and the Ran and the Daftes both say, the husband is not a baldin. So therefore, there's no need to tie it for the husband. No need. Because you're not a baldin. If you're not a baldin, we don't tie it for you. The Tosfos holds that the husband is a baldin. We have to know what's the side of machlekes. The argument maybe Tosfos holds the isha is m'mayin shel abal, but you'll see he has a. We'll see. I think there's a pshat in this machlekes. It has shoshim, but it's not for tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. We'll come back to this. But just to know, it seems to be machlekes. Tosfos learns that the husband's a baldin, and the Ramban and the Ran learn that the husband is not a. It's not about him. Chayra, and we're right now more focused on Tosfos. We're not so focused on the Ramban and the Ran. But just to point out, lefi the Ramban and the Ran, that the husband is not a baldin. So then you could ask: so how does the husband have a right, even if he comes, to be ma'ar on the get? Loshem verses in Daftes. Mar says, "In Yeshel of Oyrim, he's kaim mechaisma." Mar says, "Oyrim, who are the Oyrim? If it's two Eidim, more Oyrim than the get. So what is helping the kaim? It's trade. And if it's one Eid, it's nothing." Mar says, "Here's the bar. If the husband comes, he could be ma'ar. He's not just an Eid Echad. He's already he's the husband. He could be ma'ar, and he could require a kiyum. I understand if he's a baldin. So if he's a baldin, so he has a right to taina, and that to be maris fakus, and to require that we should like any baldin can." Any baldin can be virus fakus. He can require, he can demand proof before he's affected, before you do something that affects him. So the husband is a baldin. But we hold like the Ramban and the Ran that the husband's not a baldin. So then, why is he a yachsin to be ma'ar on the get at all? He should just be like any other eid echad. The Gemara says an eid echad can't be ma'ar on the get. Tosfos is good. The husband's a baldin, so of course he can tie he like a baldin. That's the din. The baldin can tie a mezuyah. By a leiva, a baldin can tie a mezuyah. But according to Ramban, the Ramban is bechal not a baldin. So then, what koyach over here does he have to be ma'ar on the get? So this is a brisker of It's in the Chiddush Nagiz al Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin. I think it's the only one. I haven't seen it in many years, so I don't want to go into it right now. But we'll have to see it because it's very sadistic. But he addresses this, and he says that the Ramban, the husband's koyach v'maharer is not because he's a baldin, but because he's the baal hashtar. He's the one who created the get. And the baal hashtar can be ma'ar on the shtar. Well, that's for sure. The Torah says the baal is the one who writes the get. Normally, when you have a shtar, who writes the shtar? Who's the person who writes the shtar? The mischayev, the baldin, who the shtar is l'chayv osa, the leiva, let's say, the machne. Over here, the baal may not be a baldin according to Raman. It's any shem v'nishul about, but he's certainly the one who's empowered to write the get. So the person who's empowered to write the get says the discover has a kolech nimar on the get. That's so simply pirush. It's not midin. It's not midin baldin. It's not midin the tiny of a baldin. It's a new halacha that of the baal hashtar can be mar on the shtar. Now, why needs a hesed? Maybe it's midin reisa. If the baal hashtar says it's no good, so maybe it creates a reisa. Let's say I keep arguing, but that's what I think. I'm not sure if that's going to work in the discover. You're really saying that l'chayra something along those lines. The baal hashtar, the husband, he's not a baldin, but if the baal hashtar, the one who ostensibly wrote the shtar, comes to say he wrote the shtar, so that itself is ma'ir reis, it's ma'ir seikus on the shtar. But it's not, again, it's not because he's a baldin. The Briskov brings a raya, by the way, from the Rambam, that there's such a shito. From the Rambam, says that if the husband's ma'ir, what's the name if the husband's ma'ir and you don't get ked? You can't find eid. So, pastors, it should be a suffolk. And there were derice level, the star is a good star, but you have to have kiyum, and you don't have kiyum. So the Rama says if the husband is ma'ar and you don't have kiyum, the Rama says it's ain't a get. The get's bottle. Get is bottle. But get bottle means that it's possible to be derice. So we just go, why in the world would it be possible to be derice? Why would it be possible to be derice? If the husband is about din, so he can be a sphagus. But the other baldin, the woman's also baldin, and she says that it is a good get. Like a baldin can make sveikas. You can't say that it's for sure not a good get. So the scrub says, you see, it's a new din that the baal star can be ma'ar, that the star is no good, and if you can't be ma'ar, the star is both of them. All these things need a limit by themselves. This is like the whole big topics in get, what this all is. But akoponim, in Taisus, Taisus learns not that way. Taisus learns that if the house is baldin, and he's ma'ar as a baldin, and therefore they said the discussion. So why don't we say tanino? So Taisa's answer is that mishum ikuna akilu ba rabban. These are all chidushim and Taisa's that Taisa doesn't even belabor because Taisa just takes this all for granted. He assumes that you have to have a time to require kiyum. He assumes the husband is baldin. And so on and so forth. And finally, the last chidush in Taisa's, and this already is the explicit chiddush of Taisus. This is really machlokes among the Baalei Taisus. Which is do you say by mominus, do you say taninim to require kiyum? Is there taninim for zeal? Taisus says that by shar mominus, there's a din of taninon that we taina, if you pull out a star, a malva pulls out a star, on kuchais or on yusaimim, or on the labor shalai defonim, if the labor is out of town. So he's not here to tie him a zuyuf. If he would be here, you could tie him a zuyuf, and we would have to have kiyum. But he's not here. So Taisi says, by shadin yimomen esavada, we say tanina. We'll tie him a zuyuf on behalf of the lukuches, on behalf of the yusayim. Taisi says, why not by a get? Same thing, the husband's not here. So let's say tanina in his behalf. So that Taisi said, mishuni gunda kula barabon, there's a kula by gitin, that we don't say tanina. The husband's here, we can tie him, but if the husband's not here, we don't tie him in his behalf. But by Shah Dini Momanus, there's Tanina, and that place is Marach now to be Mechiah, that by Shah Momanus, there's a Din of Tanina. It's first rise, because otherwise the Shach is Chayel Lechol Derech. So you should know who's coming, Taisus coming La'apuke from a different Shita, because there's another Shita which Taisus brings elsewhere. Taisus in two places. Taisus in Suva Static Beis and Beis. And Taisus in Bava Metzia, that Yud Beis Amud Beis. Brings a Shita, without a name, that there's no Taninon for Mezuyah. Tosis brings it that name. I think one of Tosis says it as Rebbe, Shem Rebbe. The Rashba, and Daktes, the Rashba brings the Shita as the Ri. And Rebbe Natan brings it as the Tzurchatim. So the Rashba still calls it the Ri, we'll call it the Shita of the Ri. Again, in Tosis never says the Pharisee that it's the Ri. But it's a Shita among the Balei of Tosis that there's no Taninun for Mizuyif. There's certain Taninun for other Tanis in the world, but for Mizuyif there's no Taninun. Why not? Why should it be different than any other title? So here, really, there's two flavors. Taisin Ksuvas and Taisin Vamitsiyah. They both present the sheet of what we're calling Diri, but they say a different Hezbollah. Taisin in Vamitsiyah says because in Mizuyah, Ziyah does not Shkiyah. Tosis has a yesod in several places. In our places also, Tosis mentioned this in a different context. That we don't say taninon for a taina that's rochik, for a taina that's not shkiach. The baldin can taina whatever he wants. The baldin can taina things that are not shkiach too. But if the baldin's not here and we're coming and taining on his behalf, what maybe he would have taina if he would be here? So we taina things that are more plausible, not things that are more probable, not tainas that are more improbable. And the mocha for that is the Gemara in Abayis Valir, in which Taisus brings the Hemshech Gemara in Bavlasadach Ayin, where the Gemara talks about, let's say, of a star and a pikodin, so that the mafkin has a star that I deposited by you a laptop computer to take care of, and then the nifka died. Nifka died, and now the Matan is coming to the assignment and saying, where's my computer? So the assignment don't know. They don't see it, they don't know where it is. So there's a discussion, could we taina for the assignment, the Matan has a start. Could we taina for the assignment, echzarti migoy denensu? The father could have tainted normally an achayv. Can't find a parati if the star isn't clear, because you don't know what happened. Shtochav yodim my boy. The malva is a star, and if the star is mekuyim, the star is not mekuyim, then the leivik tainu mezuyif, and he could also tainu peru amigo de mezuyif. But if the star is mekuyim, so you can't tainu mezuyif, and if you can't tainu mezuyif, you can't tainu peru amigo de mezuyif. But if the kodim is different, by the kodim there's another possible tainu nensu. So if I mafkid by you a computer. And I have a star that I was mafkid by you with a computer, and you say that you gave the computer back to me, so that's your nemun. I have a star, but you have a migoy. Migoy that you could have said nensu, and that my star doesn't prove one way or another. So migoy that you could have said nensu, your nemun to say echzar. So where is the discussion? If the nifka is not here, will we taina for the yisayimim echzarti migoy de nensu? Do we say yes, we taina for the yisayimim echzarti migoy de nensu with the taninon, or do we say no, since the maybe the father would have told the assignment if he gave the computer back, and since he never told them, and they never heard this from the father, so we're not going to find such a thing. That's the question. So Taisus asks, why is he more busy with the chzarti migo than Nensu? Why not just talk about Nensu? Let's tie in for the assignment Nensu. Like, why go around the bell? There's a whole discussion. Can we tie in for the assignment chzarti migo than Nensu? That's like, why make it so why make it so elaborate? Why not just say let's tie it for the Simon Nensel? So Taisa says, you see from there that we don't tie it things that aren't Shkiach. Nensel is not Shkiach. Chazart is Shkiach. So therefore, Taisa has this Yisoid. Atos also agrees to this Yisoid. That we don't say Panino on things that are not Shkiach. Rabban over there in Bava Vasa is Chalakon's Yisoid. But Taisa has this Yisoid. So Taisa says in Bava in Metziah, back in days, that's the pshat in the Ri. That mezuyif is also not shkiach. Just like nensu is not shkiach, maybe mezuyif is also not shkiach. Now we don't see tanin and things that are in shkiach. That's the Ri in the flavor of places in Babylon and Mitzvah. Places in Ksuvah has a different flavor of the Ri. He says the reason why the Ri holds that we don't tanin. The Ri has a chokhus from the Gemara, but the svara why the Ri holds that we don't tanin, there's no tanin and mezuyif. Is because Chazal were only misakin kiyum shtaros for a tain of adoyis, not for a tain of when there's a tiny of ados. When there's loy here, a tiny bori that the star is mezuyuf, so then Chazal instituted takon of kim. But where he's not here, they weren't misakin, and we want to just posit that maybe he would have tied it mezuyuf. We want to say taninon, maybe he would have, if he was here, maybe he would have tied it mezuyuf. So Chazal would not match with the takon of kim wasn't said in such a case. It's anyway a takonah. Mizuyuf is not something, no, it's not a taina that Balim Be'etzim has a right to taina. Mizuyuf. The star really is Nechtur. The star, there's no such taina as Mizuyuf. The star is an Apis. Chazal and Mekai were Mesakin Kiyim Storis. They were Mesakin Kiyim Storis, but Mokim when there's a taina of Adois. The Mokim when there's no taina of Adois, but just a hypothetical, maybe he would have taina had he been here. If he would have, maybe he could have taina had he been here. So for that, they weren't Mesakin Kiyim Storis. I think the Nusach I would. We'll be again later on, is that the mezuyif is not a schus. It's not a schus that the baldin has. It's not a schus a taina that the baldin has be'etzim. Most other tainas, those are tainas that the baldin has be'etzim. He has a right to taina. He has a right to meir sekes. To say that the star is mezuyif be'etzim, you don't have a right to taina. It's an edus. It's like taining an edus that it's no good. It's knecher. It's an edus chakurim based. Chazal made a takana. But the takon is only triggered by welcome when there's a tain of adois. When there's no tain of adois, then the takon of kim is not triggered. And therefore, there's no concept of taninon. Taninon, we tain for the yisoyim and tainis that the baldin could have tained the etzim by right. But tainis that the baldin did not have a right to tain of. Just we made a takon that if he tain is, the takon will be precipitated. So anath is no taninon. So those are two different flavors of the ring. Our whole thesis is coming left puki from the ring and say the ring is not right, and that by shadim and minute moments we do say taninin for yisayim, we do say taninin on mizuyif, but it's all coming left puki from the ring. Yes, Lord, on which ring is our thesis coming left puki from? Which which version of the ring is the foil for our thesis? So that might be negay going forward to know, to identify which is the read the face is coming from. Okay.